Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will be not any left, a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" Jesus answered, "See that you will not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not be immediately the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and many signs will come out of the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you the wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over to parents, brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be halted by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, we celebrate the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I invite you that we do our homily on the theme, "The Day of the Lord," basing myself on the Gospel as well as on the second reading. In the first reading, Prophet Malachi, he lived in Israel when it was doing no good. Why? The people of Israel had come from Babylonian exile, expecting to have a good life. Reaching there in exile, they had some ups and downs. And why? Because the people who were like the wicked people, not practicing God's law or God's commandments, seemed to be prospering. Why? The virtuous who were keeping God's law were not becoming prosperous. And hence, they were asking themselves, why do I keep God's law? Besides, why the other ones, the wicked ones, who do not keep God's law, are prospering? And that's why we hear in today's Malachi the prophet, He says, you know, God is sending the fire to burn them. And of course, the fire he is talking about is not the fire to destroy the people. It is the fire that destroys the evil that is in the people. You and I, the son of justice that Malachi talks about, was fulfilled in Easter in Jesus Christ our Savior, who sent us, of course, the Spirit, then also the fire from his word, from his gospel. So much so that it brings us joy, it brings us forgiveness, it brings us reconciliation and concern. In today's gospel, we hear the Lord's Day. Saint Luke wrote this gospel after 50 years Jesus was dead and rose from the dead. 50 years. And what was there by then? They had political instabilities. They had a lot of catastrophes. And more to that, they had persecutions of the Christians. And also, remember, Jerusalem temple was completely destroyed. And the people thought the day of the Lord has come. Maybe Jesus is coming again quickly. And as we heard the author, who is Luke, is telling us that the people will come claiming to be he is the one. He says, don't warn there. In our day-to-day situations, you and I, we have had so many people interpreting the gospel, especially of today, that God, Jesus is coming soon. Some people have even set the dates when Jesus is going to come. And the gospel says, we do not listen to them. And my concern here is, in today's gospel, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not prepare what you're going to say. I will give you wisdom before heart. You and I, whether we like it or not, like the first Christians, we shall be persecuted. We shall be rejected. We shall face many injustices because of the name of being Christians. When you are listening over the radio, you hear how Christians are being tortured in different ways. And sometimes they have shed their blood throughout the ages. You and I, we may face the same situations or different situations in one way or the other when we are committed to Jesus. And Jesus says, we shouldn't be afraid. He will be with us. So much so that we need to have faith and trust in him. So that when tribulations come, persecutions come, we don't give up. We remain firm with our Jesus. And in today's second reading, St. Paul is telling us the same thing through the letter to Thessalonians. How people had risen up, spreading the false gospel that Jesus is coming again. quickly, immediately, so much so that many people refused to walk. They said, why should I walk? Because I'm dying tomorrow. Jesus is coming tomorrow. Why should I walk? And St. Paul is telling them and I that we need to walk. We need to plan as if the world, as if we shall never die. But we need also to behave as if we are dying tomorrow. So let us pray that God may give us the courage to have faith and trust in Jesus. Let us pray that God may give us the Holy Spirit to endure whatever may come on our way as Christians. Let us pray that God may help us to be always ready for the day of the Lord, that may come to you or me at any time in our life.